Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 15th to the 21st, 2014. The Palestinian president calls for United Nations help this week to stop the ongoing Israeli attacks against Palestinians in Jerusalem. Also this week saw ongoing clashes between invading Israeli soldiers and Palestinian youth across the West Bank and Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Two Palestinians were injured by Israeli live rounds, and one international supporter was arrested when Israeli troops attacked the nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In central West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds, tear gas and sound bombs, as well as chemical water to attack the weekly anti-wall and anti-settlements protests at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin and the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh. A Palestinian man and a woman were hit with live rounds fired by Israeli soldiers at the village of Al-Nabi Saleh. Moreover, troops attacked the unarmed protesters before leaving the village. Later, soldiers stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. In Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate of the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at both locations. Later, soldiers invaded Bil'in village and fired tear gas at residents' homes and kidnapped a Canadian supporter. Elsewhere at Al-Masra village, in southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
In this week's political update, the Palestinian president submit a letter to United Nations over Israeli measures against Palestinians. Meanwhile, French Parliament is to vote over recognition of a Palestinian state. IMEMC's Ramel Megari has more.
The submission by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is meant to bring Israel to justice over recent illegal measures in the occupied East Jerusalem, including new beds for settlement construction. The letter also refers to recent Israeli arrest campaigns and house demolitions of residents in East Jerusalem. Israeli authorities have recently stepped up actions against the Holy City over recent Palestinian-Israeli violence. Meanwhile, French Parliament will soon vote over recognition of a Palestinian state over the 1967 border lines. Britain's Parliament had earlier recognized the state of Palestine. At the internal Palestinian level, former Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip demanded the consensus Palestinian government of Rami Alhamdulillah to help accelerate reconstruction of the war-torn coastal territory. They also called for genuine conciliation moves that would bring an end to political split with the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week saw ongoing clashes between Palestinian youth and invading Israeli troops all over the West Bank following the killing of a Palestinian bus driver in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks attacked farmlands in Gaza this week. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
Clashes between Palestinian youth and Israeli soldiers were reported all over the West Bank and Jerusalem this week following the killing of a Palestinian bus driver in Jerusalem. On Monday, a Palestinian bus driver who works for the Egged Israeli Bus Company was found hanged to death by his bow tie amidst suspicions that Israeli fanatics killed him. Hassan Yusuf Ramouni, 32 years of age, from Attur neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem, was found dead, hanging from his bow tie on one of the bus's bars. The Israeli police alleges he committed suicide. The incident took place in Givat Shavul area of Jerusalem. On Tuesday, a Palestinian youth was stabbed by a group of Israelis in northern Jerusalem, according to relatives. 22-year-old Fadi Jalal Radwan was attacked and stabbed by four Israelis while walking in the town of Kfar Aqab, his father said. Earlier on Tuesday morning, four Israelis killed along with two Palestinian attackers in shooting attack on Jewish religious school. The two men allegedly entered while prayers were in service with knives, axes and guns and began attacking worshippers. Israeli police soon arrived on the scene and after a brief shootout killed the two men. Six people were wounded in the attack, including two police officers. During ongoing clashes in Jerusalem, medical sources have reported that at least 12 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli army fire in occupied East Jerusalem. One of injured suffered a serious head injury, while more than 35 suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Gaza this week, Palestinian teenager died on Tuesday after succumbing to wounds he sustained by the Israeli war on Gaza in August. Mohammed Sayam was injured when Israeli jet fighter targeted his family home located in Rafah town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. 11 members of his family were killed in the attack. He was moved to a Turkish hospital for treatment where he died of his wounds on Tuesday, local sources reported. The 50 days long Israeli war on Gaza, which ended mid-August, has left 2,100 Palestinians killed and at least 12,000 people injured. On Wednesday, Israel military media reported gunshots fired near Erez crossing between Israel and the northern Gaza Strip. According to the report, gunshots were fired towards Israeli forces at the crossing without causing any injuries. From its part, Israeli artillery fired about 30 smoke missiles on farms and fields of Gazan citizens near Beit Hanun city. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Manav Drabobanura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 15th to the 21st, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.